Texte numéro 84. Rapamycin may slow aging. Here's one way the drug will be tested. A few years back, Matt Keberline was diagnosed with a frozen shoulder. His doctor recommended physical therapy and told him that may take a year to get better. Feeling frustrated, he decided to try rapamycin. In recent years, some high-profile longevity scientists have started taking the drug in hopes of fending off age-related health problems. So far, it's untested in people taking it for anti-aging, but rapamycin has been shown to extend the lifespan of mice. I decided to try it, Keberline says. It was his first foray into biohacking, and he was very pleased with what happened next. Within 2 weeks, 50% of the pain was gone, he says, and by the end of 10 weeks, he had regained range of motion and the pain was gone. And it hasn't come back, he says. Rapamycin was first approved by the FDA for use in transplant patients in the late 1990s. The drug is not approved for pain or anti-aging, but some physicians prescribe rapamycin off-label with the aim of fending off age-related conditions. But anecdotes are no replacement for science. To figure out the risks and benefits of a drug, research is needed, and that's where a dentist comes in. Dr. Jonathan Ann has been granted FDA approval to test rapamycin in patients with gum disease, a common condition that tends to accelerate with age. The study will enroll participants over the age of 50 who have gum disease. They will take the drug at various doses intermittently for 8 weeks. Then Anne will be able to determine if the drug is safe and effective. If rapamycin has a beneficial effect, he says, it will help demonstrate that it's possible to target the root cause of the disease. It really comes down to targeting the biology of aging, he says. Dr. Ann thinks gum disease may be a kind of canary in the coal mine of age-related diseases. For instance, gum disease is linked to a higher risk of heart disease and maybe dementia too. Rapamycin is a generic drug, so pharmaceutical companies have little incentive to fund new research. For now, XPRIZE founder Peter Diamandis, a physician who writes about longevity, says he takes rapamycin. I do 6 milligrams every Sunday night, so once a week for 3 weeks, he explains. Then he takes a month off. I believe that rapamycin, in the way I'm utilizing it, is safe and has more upside potential than downside, he says. His plan is to continue with healthy lifestyle habits while supporting research into interventions and strategies that can help people add more healthy years to their life. Adapted from NPR, July 2024.